So each bill has a different set of parameters, a different set of things that it would address. But in layman's terms, or to put it as kind of simply as possible, what they would do is really stop a lot of the raft of legislation that has come out by Republican-dominated legislatures across the country, including in Georgia, that make it just harder for people to vote, that put additional restrictions on registration, all of these things that were protected by the Voting Rights Act of 1965 would basically be codified into law and made so that states cannot have more onerous restrictions on the right to vote. One of the things in the Freedom to Vote Act would be to expand the different types of IDs that would be required. I was talking with some advocates yesterday, and they're talking about just the difficulty that, you know, if a student, say, lives in one state but attends school in another state, a certain ID is perfectly legitimate in their home state, but in the state that their school is in, it's illegitimate and can't be used. And so a lot of it is sort of codifying these rules and regulations and stopping insidious-minded people from imposing these really, really onerous restrictions.
So then why is there unified Republican opposition to these changes?
Both sides actually say the same thing, that the other side is trying to sort of unfairly weight elections and the right to vote in their favor. You know, Democrats are saying that Republicans are trying to stop people from voting and to take away this right to vote and to make it really, really hard to register, while Republicans, meanwhile, say that Democrats are going willy-nilly and don't really care about election security, election integrity, if that means that they will win certain elections.
There's a piece of voting reform that isn't in either of the bills we just talked about, but it has come up many times. Some Democrats are pushing for it, and that's reforms to something called the Electoral Count Act. Can you explain what that is and why that hasn't been included in legislation thus far?
So the Electoral Count Act was put into place during Reconstruction to address a really, really specific problem with that year's election. But what Democrats and some Republicans are saying now is that that act has been abused, was abused on January 6, 2021, to allow some people to insidiously object to the results of the election. And so what Democrats and some Republicans are clamoring to do now is to figure out how they make that acceptance or the vice president's role in that more ceremonial than anything, so that there is no sort of partisan bottleneck that exists to approve elections, so that it's just ceremonial. This is what the people want, and this is what's going to happen.